No. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to approve minutes, September 5th.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, no.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to ask for some contingency funding of $34,568.83 to enter into a sole proprietor contract with Axion. Axon, in regards to the evidence.com platform that Brooks has been in here speaking about for the last 4 or 5 months. We've come to a pivotal point at the district attorney's office where we need to use this software because of the a program and the accessories that are involved in doing a lot of the discovery material, transcription, and a lot of the video that we're receiving from officers' incidents.
Make the motion for you, Noel.
Okay.
And you just need the motion, not for the contract, just for the transfer.
Yeah, so the transfer.
Yeah, I think everyone was here yesterday except for William.
Yeah.
Any questions from yesterday? Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any questions for him?
I know what's going on.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Arlene.
Like, you don't want to sit there and weep for hours and hours.
Good morning. I'm here to ask you to approve an amendment to our major equipment list. This is because it didn't get into the 2024 budget. It's just for that harm reduction vending machine that's going to go out to the Addison Volunteer Fire Department in the amount of $12,800.
Yeah, you already approved that. So our apologies. We should have had you added to the equipment list at the time.
Oh, while we're doing that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
May I raise one more quick one?
Sure.
From the floor? I apologize. This was our misstep in not getting it on the agenda to ask if we can accept a $12,100 grant from MRC Strong. MRC stands for Medical Reserve Corps. This grant is for the purpose of purchasing some equipment for our Medical Reserve Corps volunteers, as well as some additional training for them.
Second. For those not familiar, MRC were the volunteer boots on the ground for public health during COVID, and we've used them for storms and a whole bunch of other stuff. So really vital.
Even biometric screening.
Yes.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Darlene, anytime you want to bring us more money, you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I'm here to seek approval to amend Dr. Michelle Lowry's contract with us to add an additional 50 hours to get her through the year. It would be, if she uses all 50, it would be $5,573. And this will ensure that she can continue her work at the jail and any 7:30 exams that come in.
And we do have money available.
Motion, Horton.
Second, too.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Right. I'd have one question. So this is an unusual amount of hours are needed this year, or I'm just wondering why.
We actually, they're still down a full-time staff at the jail. We have been for several years. So last year we actually increased our contract to cover the extra hours instead of asking, but we've had an unusual amount of 7:30 evaluations. They've doubled.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm here to request approval of two resolutions. The first one is authorizing and accepting the New York State Shelter Arrears Eviction Funds of $46,893.
Motion, Horton.
Is there a second?
Second, Nichols.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The second one accepts the Solutions to End Homeless Program or STEP program funding. We're going to accept $75,000 into this year. The full $300,000 will be budgeted next year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eric.
Morning.
Morning.
First one, request an authorization to add three plows to our 2024 major equipment list and purchase three plows for those trucks in the amount of $20,550.
Motion, Horton.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Second item, authorizing to add an air compressor to our 2024 major equipment for the landfill. In the amount of $5,500, and no additional funding is required for that either.
Nope. Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next item, looking to amend our appropriated funds for County Route 15 capital project to initially fund design for $524,000.
Move.
Second.
So is this adding additional funds, or is this the initial?
So we're increasing the appropriated fund amount to match the design phase cost that is shown on the federal aid local project agreement with New York State DOT. When we put it through last time, we had used the 5% marker instead of the actual amount we need to. It hasn't changed the county's responsibility financially for the project. It just was worded differently.
Yeah, the state came back when we sent the resolutions that you passed last month and said it needs to reflect, even though we're going to get all but that 5% back, it needs to reflect
the total.
The total.
Total.
Got it. All right.
This is for a bridge, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All it was is a change of language, basically.
Change of the dollar amount in there, yep.
Right.
Is there a motion?
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Same deal with this one because we were awarded two projects. So this one is requesting to amend the appropriated funds for the Newcomb Road Bridge capital project to initially fund and design and right away incidentals for $580,000.
So moved.
Second. Whatever.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last item. Looking to appropriate additional $1 million from unrestricted general fund balance for the disaster response flood.
Move it.
Second.
Questions?
Do we need to? Yes. appropriate revenue coming in?
At this point, we don't necessarily. We'll talk to Tammy new month. Sorry, Mitch. Well, you got to get used to it. We'll talk to Mitch and Stacy about that when audit time comes, because we do anticipate this revenue from FEMA.
Right.
But at this point, I wouldn't suggest it.
No.
We should get this money back.
Right.
Based upon the disaster declaration. I mean, the paperwork has to be finalized, but it's about as good of a guarantee as you can get.
That's why I wonder.
From 1 to 5 years, we'll get our money back.
Yeah, we'll work with finance on whether to anticipate revenue. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should have it on the books somewhere, sometime.
Make the books look more accurate and good. So.
Yeah.
You don't want to accrue it if it's not within a year. So it's too early to accrue.
Some of it, and we honestly wouldn't be able to tell what we expect some of this fund in a year if it goes like Tropical Storm Fred, but that's at the whim of FEMA.
All right, we had a motion. Thank you. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Morning.
Morning.
First item is the 2025 stop DWI plan. Need approval for that to move forward.
Motion, Horton.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Second is award the RFP for inmate healthcare services to Prime Care.
Motion, Horton.
Second. Nichols.
Dollar amount.
$2,092,847.
Is there a difference between last year and this? What's the difference? Do we know?
I do not have that.
A couple hundred thousand, I think, roughly. Mm-hmm.
To be expected at the increase.
Was it the rate change or the scope change?
Well, a little of both. We're changing the amount of time we have coverage from a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant. Major Sutton recommended that we reduce from 5 days a week to 4 days a week. Doesn't think it's necessary. So there's a reduction in that cost, But due to the medically assisted treatment in the jail, we had to increase the LPN hours. So there's a little bit of both.
The audit actually reflected that. We had too much of one and not enough of another. So
So that's what we went with the RFP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. Approved new generator maintenance contract in the amount of $6,495.
Motion. Second. With the generator maintenance, we contract that out. We don't have in-house doing any of that. So our building and grounds doesn't do any of that kind of maintenance stuff.
No, because they have, you know, the certified maintenance from the vendors or certified suppliers. We have them do it, and the rates are pretty reasonable.
Okay.
Because that $6,000 we discussed yesterday is actually for 3 years. It's about $6,000 per year. That's the total.
Right. And it's a very large multi-cylinder diesel generator that's original to the building. So
older than me.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Well, say that for everything.
Perhaps.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Thank you. I have three grants now. The first one is the community traffic safety, which is the bicycle grant. And that is in the amount of $11,300.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the next one is the police traffic services grant. I don't have them out of order. Yep. And that's in the amount of $8,500.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the third one is the child passenger safety grant in the amount of $13,000.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Perfect. Thank you. That's all I have.
What about this SRO?
SRO.
SRO.
Oh, I was told by Brenda that was pulled.
Yep, it's okay. Fine. PSC can handle that. Yep.
All right.
Is that also with the $50 canine donation? Finance doesn't have to do that? Okay.
You had a resolution delegating that to PSC a few years ago.
Okay.
Need three signatures if I do. You sound haunted.
Yeah.
He wants to share.
Stay away.
Told him yesterday he was talking. He sounded like an actor on TV, but I can't remember Sam which Ellie. One is that.
Yeah,
one?
Sam Elliott. Yep. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, Stacy.
Good morning. The usual September monthly financial reports have been submitted, purchase orders, budget transfers, and the schedule of corrections. Are there any questions?
I didn't have any on them.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't.
Okay, thank you.
So I have one item that's new to this committee. So it's annual reauthorization of our investment policy. I sent that out yesterday, but I think it was also attached to the agenda. But there's no changes. We're happy with what was adopted last year. It's just something we have to have reauthorized each year.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions?
We've been doing pretty good on this for the most part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, other than the regular market shifts, but
very well.
Yep. Yeah, that had improved when we hired that firm.
3+1.
Good.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Gary.
The second item is the item we talked about earlier at the administration committee. Not sure how much detail you want to go into with that now, but
Is this for the transfer
for the 325,000?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
We're taking it out of
unassigned fund balance.
For a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Jack's gonna do EMS.
Yeah, instead of making Tim stick around, the two EMS items from yesterday, you approved awarding the burn bid at approximately $370,000. We do have funds in the capital project
burn
for
building.
The burn building. Sorry. So looking to utilize those capital project funds for that.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
And just for anyone that wasn't here, Tim said that was a second bid. The second go around was 370 and change versus over 500 the first time. So yeah, it was worth it.
Right.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the second is essentially covering, Tim talked about how the state came in and said some of the pre-grant award work that Televate, our consultant, did on our behalf, the state disallowed under the grant. So it's utilizing the communications capital project. Because he doesn't have money in any other operating line to cover that, to cover the difference, which is approximately $20,000.
Motion, Horton.
Second. Two.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's it.
That's it.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
When do you want to start your...